Okay, we are starting. Okay, so we're on Memhei Amud Beis. Just after the Mishnah, into the Gemara, Nimtza Rosha B'Mokam V'Kulei. Right, but my Kemifligi, so it said, what did it say in the Mishnah? It said in the Mishnah that there's a machlokis between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Akiva, if a person was decapitated, and do you take the head to the body, or do you take the body to the head? Right, so that was the machlokis. So the question is, what is this argument? My Kemifligi. So, Elema means if you're going to suggest, which we're going to push off, right, le'inyan medida, that it's with regards to where do you measure from? Meaning, do you basically measure from the body or do you measure from the head? So whatever, wherever you measure from, I suppose you take the other thing to it.
Well, you measure from the head,
okay. Well, Kemifligi, okay. There's a more fundamental question, yeah? So again, so Elema le'inyan medida Kemifligi, if you're saying that arguing is with regards to where you measure, ha, midiktani sefer, but behold, from midiktani, from that it taught, right? There's a lot of three prefixes over there. From that it taught in the sefer, in the latter part of the Mishnah, quote, yeah, me'ayin, from where hayu moedidin, where would they measure, right? End of quote of the Mishnah. Michlal, you can infer, dereisha, that the earlier part of the Mishnah, right? Loi b'medida is not with regards to medida askinan we are dealing with. Okay, so we can't say that it's medida, so it's something else. So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, says Rebbe Yitzchak, b'meis mitzvah, with regards to b'meis, with a dead person who was a mitzvah to be involved with him, meaning there's no one else to bury him, kona mekoimo, that he acquires his place. Yeah, Kemifligi, they're arguing about. Meaning, that's one of the things that, I think it's one of the tikkunos that Yeshua made, that if a person dies and he's got no one to bury him, you bury him where you found him. So the question is, where do you bury him? Yeah? Bahachika Amar. And thusly it is saying, right? So that this is basically explaining the Mishnah. Yeah? Lekoivroi, to bury him, we know that it's Kono Mekoimo. He acquires his place. Right? Behecha, and where? Denimsa, that it was found, the Dalit is a prefix, that it was found, Rosho, his head, B'mokam Echad, in one place, but B'gufoy, and his body, B'mokam Echad, so Moilichin, so this is Rabbi Elazar first, Moilichin, we take, yeah, Harosh, the head, Eitzelagof, to the body, so you schlep the head to the body, Divri, Rabbi Elazar. We're going to explain why, but this is right. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Oimer, Aguf, he says, no, you take the body, Aguf, Eitzel Arosh, you take the body by the head, to the head. Now, that's basically, that's how we explain the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to ask, so what's the point of dispute? Yeah, but Mike and Mifligi, what are they arguing about? So, Rabbi Elazar, so, says, Ma Sava, yeah, the Gufe beduchte, right? Gufe, his body, beduchte, the base, the prefix, duchta is a place, duchte means in his place, nafil. When a person, this person got decapitated, so what happened? Yeah, his, right, and Reisha, and his head, denodi, it kind of moved, it bounced, venofil, and fell. Right, it always moved. Let's translate nadi as it moved, right? The dalit is a prefix, right? Nadi can mean venofil, and it fell. Okay, so that's Shitas Rabbi Elazar, and Mar Sava, right? Rabbi Kiva holds, yeah. Reisha is head, yeah. Heicha denofil, where that it fell. Nofil, it fell. I mean, his head, like, fell in the spot of the decapitation, yeah? And Gufa, who, and his body, who, Dalit is a prefix, that Rohit means ran, and Ozil, and carried on. Basically, it was like a headless chicken. Right, so the he just was, his head got chopped off, his head fell where he got chopped off. Yes. Wait, it says the right for Ozil. Yeah, I mean, however you want to visualize it. When it sounds from here, it moved on its own like a headless chicken. But I'm not, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, but they know from probably six people decapitated because people don't run afterwards.
You know what? So I thought to myself, it depends if the person's moving or not. If one was running and then they like sliced his head off, I could imagine like the head got separated and he just carries on going, it goes up and the body keeps on going, maybe. But if the person was stationary, then I could see that the body would fall there, drop and bounce away. See, I spent a long time on this. Sorry.
What's more likely to happen?
Yeah.
Does the body roll?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
What you're saying is definitely more likely that someone happens to be running than they're killing, and they happen to continue running.
Yes, this is a Sunday question. But yes, yeah. I'm just saying how I explained it to myself to understand it, right? Which is good. In a yeshiva, this is a bit strange. This the Makalok is really true. Well done, Joseph.
Let's go back to the first one. I can yeah.
Right.
What's happening in there? Like, what do you mean? Question is,
Yeah. You'll see because it makes sense. Yeah. Which is more important, the body or the head? That sounds very yeah.
No, that's a question. The question is not from where
we're
measuring from. Like, which one is more important?
Yeah, but that defines
where
we measure from.
More like anatomy.
Okay. Right. Well, we're going to get into the very point now. Okay, now. Me'ayin ha'yamoydin. From where did he measure? Okay. So I said there's the three opinions, yeah? One is you measure from his right stomach. One is your measure from his nose, and one is your measure from his throat. Right, but Mark and Figi. So, first we're going to deal with Rabbi Akiva. Reb Mar Sava, this is Rabbi Akiva, Ika, the main Chiyusa means his life, right? his life force, but Ape, in his nose. Be is the prefix. Ape means his face or his nose, yeah. Meaning I suppose is how he breathes, right? Amar Sava, I suppose this is Rabbi Elazar, Ika Chiyusa, the main part of his life force is Bitibure, is in his central belly. Beis is a prefix, Tibure means in his belly. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Lema Kihani Tanoi, let's suggest that it's like these Tanoim, right? Meaning they're arguing in another machlokas, which has other ramifications, as we'll see. So this is a brisa. Mehechon havlad noitza. Right, where is the fetus created from first? Meaning, with the creation of a fetus, yeah, what's the first bit basically to be created first or formed first? Yeah. So the first answer says birosho, from his head. Yeah. And we've got a pasuk to support this. It says, mime'ei, mem is a prefix, mime'ei means from the innards of imi, my mother, yeah, ata, you, I suppose speaking to Hashem, goizi. And goizi means, basically, it's another word for head, right? And Rashi explains, means it started with the head. Right, let's just go back and read that. From the innards of my mother, you started with my head. That's what we're saying. Okay, v'oimer. And another pasuk that alludes to this says, gozi. So gozi is also head. Nizreich, your hair. Right, like v'hishlichi, and it's like to throw something, but it like extended. So basically, from the head, yeah, a person is extended, I suppose. The head's created first, and the rest is kind of stretched out. We're going there. So that's one opinion, where the fetus is, the beginning of its creation is from. Abba Shaul Omer, he says, mituburoi, right? He begins, right? The creation is from the central point. You start with the belly. Yeah, and it works outwards. Yeah, and mishloleach, and it sends out Sharshov, right, its roots. So basically, right, Eilach of Eilach to each side. So we see over here, anyway, basically, with regard...
What does that mean? Body?
Yeah.
Sends out, but the central part is thicker.
Yes, correct. So basically, we see over here that with regards to a fetus being created, it's either from the head or from the belly. So too, when we measure, right, isn't it the same achalokus? If do you measure from the head or do you measure from the body? So,
but you appreciate this is a vital question. That's not true.
Yep.
People change.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. A filu tema, you can even say, yeah, abashao. Means to this side and that side. Outwards. Right? Outwards and I mean, okay. So that was the end of the braisa. So a filu tema abashao. No, you can say abashao, even though abashao says that you get from, it's from the belly, it's created. Yeah. Ad kan, right? That's right. Ad kan lo ka'omar. He's only saying here, yeah, abashol ella with regards to the inyun, the matter of yitzira, how he's created, right? Dichi, the dalet, the prefix that's when mistar means is created, right? Yotzer, he when he was created, Vlad, the Vlad, mimitziose, right, from his middle, right? Mem is a prefix. From his middle, Mistar, he is created. Yeah. But aval le'inyan chiyusa, with regards to the life force, right? Once he is a, you know, an independent entity, person, to kuli alma, that everybody, kuli alma is everybody, but ape, right, would say in his nose or in his nose, yeah, who? That's where his main life force is, dixi, because we've got a posuk that says it. Ki kol asher, anyone that has a nishmas ruach, right, the breath of ruach chayim, of living life, but apov in his nose. So we see that the life force of a person is in his nose, v'goyma. So we say it's not necessarily true that it's totally ha.
What's the original machlokes?
What's that?
What's the original?
What it says, we just said.
What?
Life force.
Where they're created from.
One is a chronological thing, right? Which was created first. And the other one is, where's the life force? Once he is created.
Is tonight. I'm saying the original Machlokes.
That's what he just said. No, one.
Yes.
Wait, the Brysa? That's not the rigid. What you mean? What's the Machlokes in the Brysa?
What's the Machlokes in our
Mishnah? That's what he said, with regard to the life force, the Ruach Chaim. Where is the Ruach Chaim of a person?
But once we have this possible,
there is no Machlokes.
Okay.
That's no, that's explaining the person who holds the nose. You're saying, what's the sheet that holds? No, you said, just what's the sheet that holds from the belly?
We just struck in the ball. We said, let's say it's like the following tonight.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not like the following tonight.
Right.
Because the following tonight was almost on a complete set.
Correct.
And everyone would agree,
yeah,
that when it comes to the life force goes to the going from
there. No, Abashol said would agree. Yeah, shall we? Yeah, let's carry on. But it's right. But you're right. There is something that has not been clarified. The opinion that holds that there's life force in his belly, that is not clear. Okay, now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, he says, yeah, mimokom, right, so this is back to measuring, mimokom shenas a halal, from the place that he's made a halal, a corpse, mitzavaro, right, from his throat, right, my time of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what is the reason, or this, maybe he means the source of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Dichsiv, loses, right, to place oischa, you, all right, this, I think it's L, right, L to the tzvore, to the necks of the chale, of the corpses of the Rishoyim. Right, tzvore means the necks, chale means the corpses of the Rishoyim. But you see over here, that a corpse, a halal, seems to come from the neck. So that's why, because we find a halal in the, I suppose, in the field, and that's what we'll measure from there. Okay, Mas Nisin. Nifteru Zikne Yushalayim. So now, who measured? We just spoke, right? The measure with the Sanhedrin. So Nifteru Zikne Yushalayim. They go home. They did the measuring. They go back to do their jobs. Now, new people come onto the scene. Zikne, the elders of Oisoraia, of that city, right? Of the city that was the closest one that was measured to, right? So that's the base of that city. Mavin Eglis Bakar. They bring, right, a young bullock. Okay. A share, lo moshcha ba'oil, that has not, moshcha means to draw an oil, what sort of oil?
Yoke.
It hasn't drawn a yoke. Okay. The ain, right. So, the ain hamum poisel ba, the a mum, a blemish, does not negate it from being used as an egla rufa. Meaning, it's not like a korban. A korban, if it has a mum, it's no good. Okay. And more reading, and then they take it. These right, this the local based in oisot it lanachal esan to the brook of esan. So we're going to say esan means. Right, let's explain. Esan, the word Esan is kamash ma'oi. It's like the word itself means, which means kosher. Means Esan means a tough, I suppose, a strong, no, but then it's the, is it a strong river?
What does meridian in this place?
Meridian means the base then.
Yeah.
The base then, take it down. Yeah. So, afopi, now, bidi evad, if you're right, because it may be Avabisha A not Ason, but let's say it's not Ason. You can't find a Nachal Ason. We're going to say it's kosher. So it's only a Lachachilo. Now, V'orfin Oisa, you chop its head, right? You chop its head. B'koifitz, basis of previous koifitz is some kind of knife. We actually had a Machlok in Beitza. There's a Machlok, it's what a koifitz is. Like, we mean, if it's got one head or two heads, but anyway, it's some kind of like cleaver kind of thing, yeah, from the back, right? Normally, when you shkit, it's from the throat, but over here, we do it by the back of the neck. There's a limit for that. Umakoima, now the place where you did this procedure, umakoima, its place, yes, also minizroa, it's prohibited to see there. You can't use it as farmland anymore, yeah, milavoid, and you can't work there, okay, however. Where they did, yes, where they did the egla rufa, right? Umuta lisroik shampishtan, but it's permissible to comb your flax. That's part of the processing of flax, is they had to like comb it to get the strands all going the same direction or whatever. Ulanaka shamanot also, you can clean your stones. That will be permissible, because you're going to say these are things that are not basically not working the land over here. The problem is working the land. But if you're not working the land, it's some kind of, you know, you could, you know, do your taxes. You know what I mean? If you want to do it, that would be also okay.
Well, if there's no river there, in the desert.
Well, it said
Esan was not. There's no river.
Right, okay, fine. But so the question is, yeah.
There's no river.
Well, we said Esan, maybe the Nahal's also not my cave. Okay. So now, Zikne Oisoria, so now, we're still with the same base, then the Zikne of Oisoria, Ruch Sines Yudayim, they wash their hands, Bermayim, with water, Bermakom, in the place of the Arifa, on the, basically the cut, over the point that you cut on the cow, Shal Egla, V'oimrim, and they say the following declaration, right, Yudayinu, our hands, Lo Shofcha, did not spill Esadomazah, this blood. The Einenu, and our eyes, lo ra'o, we didn't see what was going on, we didn't know about it. And now, as we saw this before, that was the end of the pasuk. V'chi al daitenu, and is it upon our minds also it went up? Shizikne, right, shin is a prefix, that the zikne, the elders of the base din, shofche, spill, domim, blood, rahein, they are. Okay, so what does it mean? Ella, no. It means obviously they didn't kill. We don't think he killed. They killed him. Ella shalom bar al yadenu. He didn't come upon our hands. Meaning we didn't see him in the city. Uputrenu and right, and we just left him. Yeah. Valori Inuho, we didn't see him. Vinagnu, we didn't leave him. Right? Potranu means basically to just. Well, it's very similar, Potranu. We'll see. If you read the bracket, it's easy, but we're going to explain that. Okay? The Koinim, now, Oimrim. Now, the Koinim, right? We've just added in now, right? We had the Sanhedrin, we had the Zikne based in of the local city. Now, with the Koinim come in, Shemal is already here, and David Adam's already here before we get to this point. And the Koinim, yeah, say, Kapel Amcha, right? There should be atonement for your nation, Yisrael, a Shepherdisa that you, which you redeemed, yeah, Hashem. This is talking about, this is actually in Daf Yomi now, talking about, it's like a kapora for the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Yeah, but Al Titein, and do not plus or put Dam Noki, innocent blood, Bekerav Amecha, in your nation, Yisrael. End of quote. Now, the Pasuk actually carries on. The last part of the Pasuk, the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah is going to say that you didn't have to say it. Right, below Hayu Tzrichim, they did not have to say Loimar, the continuation of the pasuk, which is Unuchapa Lahem Adam. Right, and it should be a kapara for them, the dam. Why? Ella, because this is Ruach HaKodesh. This is basically Hashem speaking, Mavasoson, is Mavasa them. Yeah, that's like Mavasa, right? Right, Mavasa means to give tidings. I mean, and he gives tidings to them, I mean, to the Jewish people. The following, this is the message. Amosai Shatasu Kacha, when you're going to do, you guys are going to do thusly, meaning you're going to do the process of Eglarufa Hadam Mischapolahem. The dam is going to be a kapara for you, and it won't have negative ramifications.